Hi, I'm Chris Kepler, and welcome to Does This Happen to You? I'm an actor, voice actor, audiobook narrator, and writer. I love telling and sharing stories about the strange experiences my friends and I have while doing mundane things like grocery shopping. That's why this podcast features funny stories from fantastic writers about our daily anomalies, a micro audiobook about life and befuddlement just for you. Our story this week is from Linda Horton, who you'll find on Medium.com. And here is my love-hate relationship with Costco. It's more love, though. Oh my gosh, I can avoid it no longer. I must go to Costco, and it's the absolute worst day to go, Sunday. Saturday is bad, too. Actually, it's always freaking packed. I realize we're all busy people, and everyone here is as stressed out as I am. What they really need here is a bar. When you walk in the door, you get a drink, a really cheap drink, Kirkland brand beer or wine only. That'll hit the spot before embarking on the craziness that is Costco. But they don't have a bar, and I'll just have to tough it out completely substance-free. I mean, there are people here with kids. How do they do it? It's strange, but people seem to be inordinately polite and cheerful while shopping here, hellish as the experience can be. Maybe they pump something out through the vents, or there's some other subliminal trickery going on, like how they do at Disneyland. Or maybe people just love this damn store. It's not just shopping for the essentials here. It's so, so much more. You have to take advantage of the cheap gas, along with everyone else in the free world waiting for a pump. The lines are long, but we tough it out. It's totally worth it. I'll get that over with first, since it's pretty painful. Then you drive around looking for a parking spot and hope it doesn't start raining on the long trek to the entrance. You have to grab a giant cart, even if you only need a couple things. As if you could ever emerge from a Costco with only a couple things. I mean, there's stuff you have to get every time, like paper towels and toilet paper. Oh, the joy of having several months' worth of paper goods. There's protein bars. Kirkland brand is amazingly good. And protein drinks. There's big bags of almonds and giant jars of peanut butter. Depending on how hungry I am, I'll grab a huge bag of kettle-cooked potato chips. OMG, I'm going to regret that. There's yogurt and cottage cheese and coffee. I commit to eating a clamshell package of 15 large apples and a 10-pound bag of carrots. I have enough LaCroix to last a few days. Yeah, I drink a lot of that stuff. The baked goods are insanely good, but buying a cherry pie that is 24 inches in diameter wouldn't be prudent, and I already have the chips for my one bad thing. But damn, that pie looks good. I contemplate patio furniture, even though I live in a small condo on the second floor. Costco frenzy is upon me. My cart is loaded up with way more than a couple things as I amble my way toward the checkout line. Wow, the lines are long, but these workers are efficient and always friendly, strangely enough. The line moves briskly, and as each item is scanned, I think about what a total pain in the ass it's going to be to lug all this stuff up to my place. It will take many trips. And I'll always gasp a little bit when the grand total is announced. Ouch! But hey, I could survive a natural or unnatural disaster for several months holed up with all this stuff. So there's that. But wait, I haven't even gotten to the best part. It's always a quandary when to get it. I mean, at what point in the Costco journey? To get a piece of pizza. Hot, cheesy, pepperoni deliciousness. Today I will pack up my car, return to the store, and get my slice. This is not the typical order of events. It's typically slice, then shop. I buy less stuff that way. Needless to say, hungry shopping at Costco is dangerous. Oh, and sometimes I get a strawberry sundae, too. I wait to see how full I am after the pizza. Oh, who am I fooling? I always get the damn sundae. I could save a lot of time by just ordering both things at once, but no. So I eat my pizza and ice cream, elbow to elbow with the other hungry and happy shoppers seated at the plastic picnic tables. With a full belly and car packed with stuff, my Costco experience is complete. Oh, how I love this place. And how I absolutely dread my next trip back. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed the story, let me know and share it with your friends. Follow me at ChrisKKArya on Twitter or Chris K. Kepler on Facebook, or check out my website, www.chriskepler.com.